This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
How do you do what you do with me? I was driving around yesterday, and I don't know why this grabbed me. I saw a bus. Had a big, so you know how buses are covered with the various advertisements? They have a new system, a sort of a signage that you actually stick onto the bus. And the question was, why renter's insurance? And under it, because landlords don't cover your stuff. I thought, I don't know why. You know, I make my living as an advertiser. And sometimes catchy phrases get me. It's like Target, buy more, get less. Or no, get more, pay.
I don't think that's what Target says, no, but okay.
But you know what I mean.
It's a tough business model, but okay.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean about advertising slogans. Anyway, hi. Welcome to the DJV program. Thanksgiving weekend is upon us. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. The Dougster with a focus on living longer. All right. Now, this in face of the stats that are out that life expectancy has fallen for three consecutive years. So how do all this stuff square, Victoria?
Well, separately from that study, and that's just in the U.S., this new study is the largest analysis ever performed, and the focus was the relationship between the environment and human longevity. This included 8 million people and 7 countries.
Wow.
And so here is something that you, Doug, will be very happy to hear. Mm-hmm. This is done by the World Health Organization.
And or the World Horse Organization.
Yeah, the World Horse Organization. Yes. Well, horses will benefit from this. So the World Health Organization and the Lancet Planet Health together, they're the ones who did all of this. And so it had one simple finding. When you are exposed to greenery or greenness around your home, your probability to die is a lot less compared to those with less greenness around their home. Now, specifically,
I should be all set. I got 140 acres of greenery all around me.
Well, you're doing just fine then. Specifically, the research team found that for every 10% increase in vegetation that's within 1,600 feet of your home, your probability of death dropped by 4%.
Wow. Have you seen pictures of my house?
I think so.
There are these huge old maple trees that surround the house.
I don't know if I've seen the new house or the old house.
No, this is the one I've lived in the last 4 years. Has maple trees all around it, stands of old, old maple trees. In the spring, remind me, I'll post. There's a picture probably posted someplace, but it really is something I'm very thankful for because it keeps everything cool. It's so green. It's so bright. Wow, that's really, it makes common sense, doesn't it, when you think about it? All the good things that happen around greenery.
Yeah, it does. They said that they found in the countries that they studied, the U.S., Australia, Canada, China, Spain, Italy, and Switzerland, they found that the results in every country was exactly the same. Mm-hmm. That the more greenery that was around you, now they say green space can be grass, trees, or gardens. It can be public or private space. Oh. It doesn't mean that you need to live on 140 acres. It just means if you're within 1,600 feet of a garden, a public park, whatever it is, that data showed the same in every country. It was very consistent. And so they say that looking at plants is known to lower stress. And so they feel that people who live near green space have, obviously there's better air quality because the trees and the oxygen and everything is better. And so they say a single tree pumps out enough oxygen for 4 people to breathe. And so if you are around a park or just green space in general, you're going to have just better air quality. And so the interesting thing is when you talk about like what this study finds, which I do think is very interesting, and then you compare it to one of the recent statistics we talked about, I think even in relation to the farm show, that by the year 2022, 80% of America will live in urban and suburban areas.
Right.
We're moving closer and closer to cities.
From what makes us healthy.
And moving away from greenery. Yeah. And maybe that's the connection, that the last 3 years, Americans are dying at a really alarming rate from various things. Suicide, depression, alcoholism, opioids, all kinds of stuff.
So, and that's because they were closed in. If you go back to the history of the country, and we think about that a lot on Thanksgiving weekend, the essence of where we came from, the agrarian economy, everybody grew their own food, gardens everywhere. They didn't live as long, but they didn't know how to deal with it. They didn't have medicine. And, you know, as much as I kind of wrangle off on, modern medicine, there's been so many there's so much good constructive medicine if you can figure out what the good stuff is and use it and apply it to yourself. But in my case, as you're suggesting, this area, I have 800 acres of farmland that I work with. I have three other people that work with me on this land during the course of the good weather months. And being around that greenery, especially in May and June and July, depending on how much weather, rain we have, you know, stays green. And I hadn't thought about it that way, but, you know, I'm always talking about the photosynthetic process and how that works. And I got to think that in part, having better and purer oxygen, being, you know, having it accessible, it travels for sure, and so the oxygen does get into the cities. But when you're right there, as the carbon dioxide is exchanged in the photosynthetic process, I mean, think about it in another way. Think about how amazing, we get so worked up about mundane stuff. You want to know what's really important and what's really amazing is how the planet works. The greenery gives us life. You think that's an accident? I think one of the things about Thanksgiving weekend is giving thanks, whether you believe in God or spirit or universal intelligence or whatever it is, if you believe in something that is greater than you are, than we are, that is responsible for this collective amazement that's around us. Think about your body and how it works. When you eat all of that stuff over the weekend, the leftovers or whatever, and your stomach actually digests it, and your body is nourished by it. Think about that. And, you know,
this study even found that touching plants, which is something you would never think of, but actually touching plants. And you spend a lot of time outdoors, too, kind of regardless of the weather. But they actually say that if you just by touching a plant, it actually changes the microbiome of our skin, and it actually helps improve our immune system.
Yeah.
So after seeing this, I'm getting a million plants, and if they all die, I'm going to keep buying new ones because I need some plants indoors. But that's what they say, too. Look, if you don't have a lot of outdoor space or if you're not really close to outdoor greenery, you can pack your indoor environment with plants and it has the same effect. So if you are living in a city or in an apartment building or whatever, you get the same effect and it's positive for your, you know, air quality and like the microbiome stuff and just overall having the greenness around you.
The mortality rate you were talking about a minute or so ago, not to throw cold water on this, but the reality is that people who are your age are dying faster, not people my age. Because the unhealthy moving into the city, if that's part of it, the way our lifestyles are, things that get into people's systems, the drug overdoses, the suicides, the alcohol-related illnesses, obesity, that sort of thing. When you get into your late 60s,
processed food, I'm gonna add processed food in because my entire generation has grown up on processed food.
Fat crap that you buy in a fast food store,
chemicals.
Fast food restaurant. Yep, all the chemicals there. So you look at these numbers, 40%, suicide rates jump 40% among people 25 to 64. Kara, what do you think of that? You're in that age bracket. Why is it that people who are your age, I hope you haven't got any knowledge of firsthand of somebody doing this, but what is their about this. We've exercised some of this thought before.
Well, unfortunately, I do have firsthand experience
of it. Oh, you do?
Okay,
I'm sorry about that.
Multiple people that I've gone to school with, whether I was close with them or just, you know, friends of friends. I don't know. I think that people have grown up in an age where they are very stressed and they're not sure how to express themselves. Mm-hmm.
Why are they so stressed, though? What causes the stress?
I don't know. I think part of it is mental illness, and I don't know if there's really an increase in mental illness among people or just a recognition of it. I kind of think that people are just more willing to recognize and talk about it. I think one of my best friends, his dad did it a few years ago, and that was really shocking and surprising, but I think a lot of people's parents feel that way, and they just have never been able to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And I know two people who are parents of friends in that generation.
And they just get to a point where they don't have to take care of their kids anymore, and maybe they're either retiring or they've been at a job for 40-something years, and they get to a point where they can't handle it anymore. And it's really sad with people my age. I think it's kind of it's the biggest thing, I think, in the LGBT community, the largest cause of death for, especially men, I think, in their teens and 20s. Yeah. But honestly, I wish I knew. I think it's a combination of depression. I think it's this pressure to do well in school and then to be able to get into college and then to go to grad school. And then you're graduating from all of those things and you're still not able to get a job or you're, only get a job below.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've got tons of debt. And I don't know, you feel this pressure because of social media that everything has to look perfect, even if it's not perfect. And I think it just honestly gets so overwhelming for people that
a huge part of it.
They feel like they can't handle it anymore. And then in a spur of the moment decision, they do it. It's sad.
Spur of the moment is very interesting, the phrase. Spur of the moment.
Most of the time, I think those people have been dealing with things for a long time, but I think it is a decision that just happens, and if someone else was there or able to help them, then maybe it wouldn't happen in that situation. But.
Food for thought on the DJV program. Happy Thanksgiving weekend's 18 after the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We'll be right back. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Change at the hour on the DJV program. Victoria, Kara, and Doug, we celebrate Thanksgiving weekend, get into the Christmas music that will be all around us. Ronnie Spector. Ah, this is a blast from the past. Let's crank this up, Kara. Sounds like Ronnie to me. Think about what are in the Christmas classic arsenal that she has. Some of the most played Christmas music from the Ronettes. Frosty the Snowman, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus. So now she's teamed up with Elle King for this song, Under the Mistletoe. Let's listen to a little more of it. Spector said, everybody knows I love Christmas. I'm thrilled to sing this new holiday song for a worthy cause. Spector said it was great to collaborate with Elle King on the tune, benefit the artist-led charity The Art of Elysium. Song officially available for download on Black Friday. So something we'll hear more about this Christmas season, hopefully. Up next, more Christmas music. Paul McCartney now, focusing on the serenade that he provided for his wife's company. You think you want to have him come to your house for the holiday? Who's having a holiday party? Who wants to invite Paul McCartney?
Well, I think it would be pretty fun.
It would be a lot of fun, and he's good at that sort of thing. Fans asking on social media. Footage appeared on the social pages serenading McCartney his wife Nancy at a company holiday party in Jersey City. He joined the band at the party to sing the Beatles' classic, I Saw Her Standing There, from 63. This is great.
Saw her standing there.
Nancy Shevel is her name. McCartney and Nancy attending the party for New England Motor Freight. She's an executive at the company, which is owned by her family. Spokesman for Landmark Hospitality, which owns Hudson House, where the party took place, said they were thrilled McCartney stopped by. Of course they were. Who wouldn't be? McCartney, his wife, and their entire staff were all a pleasure to work with, and we hope to continue the tradition. Nice memory, I think. It'll be very cool.
It was actually cute video footage, too. The audio is not good enough to play on the air, but if you definitely look it up, it's really cute.
Right.
They seem like a great couple. I think he really found his match with her.
Yeah? How long have they been married?
I don't know. I don't know.
Pretty much, I think
5 years,
you know,
maybe? Maybe more?
The older you get, the more mature you get, and you understand what you like, what you know about yourself, and what will work with you. And I think he's a pretty good example of that.
Yeah, they got married in 2011, so 8 years. I don't know how long they were together before then, but...
Mm-hmm. They were in New York, dated, because she's a New Yorker.
She's a New Yorker,
So that's when that kind of started. He moved to New York to basically date her, and then they've been together ever since.
There you go. Snoop Dogg up next year. When you think of Christmas, do you think of Snoop Dogg? But he says... He wants to ease the stress of the holidays with his lullaby album. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a real lullaby album called Rockabye Baby. Good night tunes, record full of lullaby versions of all of his hits. The album will drop as part of Record Store Day, Black Friday, Black Weekend, whatever. The album will feature gentle, melodic renditions of Drop It Like It's Hot, Dog Doggy World, lullaby renditions of Snoop Dogg.
I feel like available. I could take a nap right now.
I know, right?
I really like this.
Yes. This is just ahead of the album's release. Snoop gave some previews with a soothing version of Gin and Spice. That's what this is.
Gin and Juice.
Gin and Juice.
Gin and Spice. Gin and Juice. It's probably his biggest hit.
Gin and Snoop. All right. You all feel better now? Everybody...
I feel a little more relaxed.
I found a Christmas present for my brother-in-law.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Thanksgiving travelers in many parts of the nation not giving thanks for the weather and travel conditions this holiday. A foot of snow has fallen in Denver and Minneapolis. Now it's snowing in the Midwest. A bomb cyclone hit Oregon and California, leaving hundreds in the Golden State stranded in their cars. Slippery conditions led to a 60-vehicle pileup near Spokane, Washington. It will be sunny for this morning's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City, but officials say the windy conditions could lead them to ground the famed balloons.
At the end of the day, public safety is paramount, and we want everybody to enjoy the event.
North Korea has reportedly conducted a weapons test. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff saying an unidentified projectile was fired. No further details provided. It's the 13th time this year the North has carried out such a test. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour on the DJV program. Original content, new stuff. Conversation continues as we work our way through the weekend, Thanksgiving weekend. I thought it was interesting, Victoria and Kara, and all those of you who are former members of the Girl Scouts of the USA. They shared a newsletter, a reminder in the newsletter to parents that parents ought not to force their daughters to show affection to relatives during the holidays. What do you think of that, ladies?
I think it's true. I don't think any kid should be forced to hug someone or... Mm-hmm. I don't like when parents do that. You know, oh, go give so-and-so a hug. And it's like they don't even know who this person is.
The headline is Forced Affection, Not Okay. And there's
I think that should be true for
website.
Anyone. Kids, adults. If someone doesn't... Like, Victoria's not a hugger. I am a hugger. No. I hug people all the time. But I have a few friends who are not. And so I, like, ask or I wait for them to approach me first.
And I just want to have a sign that says, I don't do hugs.
Really?
Okay. I mean, I hug
people. Did I hug you when we first met? I don't remember.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I think your body language should say it all anyway. If you're not, if you're interested in giving somebody a hug, great. If you aren't, then just don't. Don't approach them. I don't know, what, if somebody approaches you, what do you do, jump back? I don't know how to handle that one, but it's not the pressure to do silly stuff. I just saw this post, 965 people liking it on my I'm posting it on my personal Facebook page. The article discusses forced affection, and this is especially as it applies to family. The Girl Scouts say that it could lead girls to question whether or not they might owe others physical affection.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I can totally understand that.
Yeah. The notion of consent may seem very grown up, like something that doesn't pertain to children, said the developmental psychologist who wrote the article. But the lessons girls learn when they're young about setting physical boundaries and expecting them to be respected should last a lifetime and can influence how a young woman feels about herself and her body. Well, that's interesting and actually apt. It makes a lot of sense. She goes on to say that teaching children about consent early on can help them understand their rights when lines are being crossed, as well as teaching them why they ought to seek help if the boundaries are making them uncomfortable. Instead of a blanket ban on family affection, the organization encourages parents to decide how and when they would like to show affection, which does make sense as well. So this goes back. Think about, why do you think you don't like a hug, Victoria? What happened?
I don't dislike a hug. I just don't.
Well, you selective hugs, maybe, and they may mean more.
Yeah, it just depends on the person. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the question really is, why does Kara love hugging everyone? I think that's a better question.
Well, I think we should be clear. It's not everyone. I'm not going up to strangers on the street, or I'm not going into an
You're
elevator
and hugging
people.
You're not Judah Friedlander in that Dave Matthews video?
No, I'm definitely not going to be the person giving away free hugs. I don't need to hug everyone, but I love hugging people that I love. And so, I don't know. For me, it's just the most comfortable way if I'm saying hello or goodbye to people that I haven't seen for a while or friends that I haven't seen in 2 days, then I would like to say I like to say hi by hugging them. I don't know. I just think
it's a
nice way of expressing emotion. Yeah.
Here's somebody that responded on social media. Please, Girl Scouts, keep your advice to yourself. Don't ask your daughters to hug relatives. Could send the wrong idea about consent. I understand the environment we live in, but my relatives are my loving family. I was a Girl Scout once.
I'm confused. That person saying...
Says, keep the... I want to have hugs, and I want to give hugs, and don't tell me I shouldn't be doing that.
What does that have to do with the Girl Scouts?
It doesn't. That's the reason. One of the reasons I read it is because they sort of inappropriate. It shows you how you can misunderstand, misinterpret, misappropriate the information... that seems to be pretty obvious here, at least as far as what we can figure out anyway. The posting is just this. Reminder, she doesn't owe anyone a hug, not even at the holidays. And then somebody else said, here's another response. It's teaching youngsters manners, something apparently unimportant to the new Girl Scouts. I don't know what that means.
Wait a second. Having good manners, you can shake a hand then and look someone in the eye and have it and say nice to meet you or nice to see you, whatever. That person is just setting women back 50 years. That's ridiculous.
Here's a guy named Carlos Danger who says this is feminazism. Nonsense.
Wow.
On a thin mint. Anyway, I kind of agree with this.
It's frustrating to me because I hear those excuses all the time that immediately brush off anything that has to do with women or women wanting to be more comfortable or anything like that. Suddenly it's a feminist issue, and so it's able to be dismissed because, you know, feminists are all crazy and stupid and blah, blah, blah. No, not wanting someone to have to hug someone that they don't want to hug. I don't understand what that has to do with
feminism.
There's
a lady named Leticia who says...
You should care about your daughters and your sons being comfortable. I'm sorry.
Thanks for the tweet, Girl Scouts. I absolutely wish that the family I was raised in had adhered to this practice and the greater principle at play. Your daughter doesn't owe anyone physical affection for any reason. Female bodies should never be playgrounds for quid pro quos. I think that's taking it, you know, farther out than it might be, but I think it does end up in perhaps these situations that...
Well, the reason that she probably mentioned the quid pro quo, which now we're hearing about it with, you know, Ukraine, but that's actually something that is in modern sexual harassment awareness training in companies and stuff. That's where that phrase really gets used the most. And it's talking about like forced affection, and if a guy wants to hug you, then a woman has to hug him back in a business environment, things like that. like that. That's where a quid pro quo gets brought up a lot in modern times. So that's probably why she said that.
Speaking of Ukraine, the Democratic Coalition filed an ethics complaint against Representative Devin Nunes. I think that's how you pronounce his name. It could possibly place him under review for violating House rules. The complaint, have you heard this, alleges that he violated the rules by meeting with a former Ukrainian official in an attempt to investigate the Bidens.
Complaint on the taxpayer dime, too.
Yeah. Complaint was filed with the Office of Congressional Ethics. Democratic Coalition wrote, House Intelligence Committee ranking member Devin Nunes allegedly met foreign officials on an overseas congressional delegation using taxpayer funds, which appears to be related to getting materials solely for the purposes of domestic politics. So this is about the investigation.
$63,000, I think, they spent. Yeah.
But what was he trying to do? He's a member of the House Intelligence Committee, and these guys go on junkets all the time. What did he do? What was he do? He was trying to
calm the
situation down?
No, he was trying to dig up dirt on the Bidens, and he's to ingratiate himself to Trump and Giuliani. That's what the accusation is. They know for sure they have flight records that place him and two other people in Ukraine. So they just are now investigating further to see exactly what meetings he took. Because none of that is official business. It's just not. Then that's where this whole
There's a whole review that's necessary, I think, needed to look at overview or have oversight on some of these trips, these junkets these people take. They're all over the place all the time taking trips that are of no value to the taxpayer or to the government. It's abused, completely abused. The whole system is another way of wasting millions of taxpayer dollars. Good God. Speaking of that, we've restarted operations to fight ISIS. One wonders if that's going to do any good. Syria is the location. Military officials confirming this week new operations started with a clearance mission in eastern Syria resulted in multiple ISIS casualties. You think you're going to get rid of all of them? I wish there was another way of doing this.
Well, we pulled out of Syria, and then ISIS pops back up again.
Yeah,
like,
I know,
whack-a-mole.
That's what I'm saying.
And so we never, you know, this is what the military intelligence experts were saying all along. If we pull out the way that Trump wanted to do it so quickly, and the troops were literally just on foot marching away, everyone could see them leaving, ISIS pops back up 2 days later. It's, you know, that's what we were warned would happen. Now we're back in there, and we may have to start something even larger than what was going on before.
Well, it's the whole thing. We should never go into the Middle East. It goes back to George Bush. It goes back to a lot further back than that, us being involved in the Middle East. Eight journalists and activists have been arrested in Saudi Arabia over the past couple of weeks as well.
This is not good news for them.
Human rights
group.
You
know what happened to Jamal Khashoggi. So.
Reported Saudi authorities raided the journalists' homes, arrested them, and took all their devices. Organization says more writers have been arrested. They're still working on identifying them. The latest report noted that writers, activists, and critics remain in Saudi prisons. They don't have, they have no constitution. The royal family decides whether you live or die, and they've been subjected, these people, to abuse and torture, according to some of the reports. As the Saudis crack down on dissent, the crown prince consolidating power, man, this guy's a real piece of work. Censorship all over the place. Hell, has anybody reminded him it's 2019?
Remember when we all thought he was, like, cool
women
and
can
new?
Drive now.
Yeah. We were all like, oh, he gives women the right to drive. He must be, like, hip and with it in 2019. Right. Yeah, I guess not.
And he's friends with Jared Kushner, so he must be normal and nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah. All right, so here's this is one for the books. A priceless diamond, or a bunch of them apparently, have been stolen this week from a museum in Germany. Largest art heist in post-war history. It sounds like a James Bond or some kind of a spy or some kind of an exciting movie. The thieves broke into this museum, stole multiple sets of diamond jewelry. Police say the two thieves might have started a fire near the museum, which disabled their security alarm. And that allowed them to sneak in and sneak out. There's a window open on the first floor of the museum. Augustus the Strong established this collection in a vault of the early 1700s. A lot of World War II stuff in there as well. So anyway, and
this is going to be a movie.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The way
yeah.
that this was pulled off, yeah. Right. And they have no idea who the suspects are. They already found the Audi, the getaway car, but they don't know anything more than that. So
movie
it's
time.
Kind of a perfect crime.
Movie time. 46 after the hour. Speaking of time here on the DJV program, if you want to know why more and more women are going bald, you might want to listen to the current Good Day Health Show podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and you'll find out why more women and more men, actually, more and more going bald, but more women, it seems, this is more of a problem than men. That's Good Day Health Show, the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Ally celebrating Thanksgiving, recognizing customers who selflessly give by giving them something to help keep the goodwill going. Allies for Mina Harris-Mitchell.
At Ally, we look for an opportunity to say thank you in a very meaningful way, and that's what Thanksgiving is all about.
Ally made surprise visits to customers like Ryan from Oregon, who lost his father to addiction and now helps others in recovery find homes and jobs.
We are going to donate $35,000 in your father's name, and we think that that will take care of 10 people there.
And Angel, a military veteran from Texas, who after making the decision to sell her home and live in a hotel with her daughter, still devotes much of her time to volunteering at a nursing home and a local food bank.
We have rented this beautiful home for you and your daughter for the next year.
And Vince, a dance instructor who struggles under art education budget cuts to keep his dance programs funded in underserved schools in Southern California.
Ally is going to fund the visual and performing arts program for another year.
Ally documented these inspiring stories. Check out their video at ally.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hey, I think that one of the things that we ought to be thankful for is all of the information that is, it almost seems pervasive. But you know what? If you have a good sound mind, you can sift through a lot of the info depending on the source and what your own priorities are and come up with things that really make sense. It's thinking. I'm most thankful this weekend for the ability to think. Thank you, God, for my ability to think. It's 10 before the hour, DJV show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Questions of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So let's get at it. Ask Dr. Ken. Here's a lady, 33-year-old black woman, who opted for a healthier lifestyle several years ago, she says, which included no longer using relaxer for my hair. I don't even know what that is. However, since doing so, my hair has been shedding consistently. So why do people, maybe the question here is both men and women, more and more women you see these days, Ken, have lost or are losing their hair. Why is that? What? Because is it male? How can you call it male pattern baldness if it's a woman?
Well, there are genetic tendencies in both sexes, but a hair relaxer, this is a cream or lotion that makes the hair easier to straighten and manage. And whether she's having a reaction, her scalp had a reaction to this, you know, you need a good dermatologist to go in there and examine her scalp and see what's going on. There may be some inflammation that was created by this product, and it's getting in the way of her hair growing.
Do you recommend people washing their hair every time they take a shower? Let's say, I'm guessing you do, I do, take a shower pretty much every day or a bath. Should one wash one's hair? Does it make a difference whether you're a man or women? You have a lot of women that go get their hair done, quote unquote, and then they don't wash their hair with regularity. What is your recommendation there?
I think it's a good idea to once a day with a, not overdo it, but with a, you know, with a good shampoo that's going to be nice and gentle but effective on the hair. It's a good idea once a day. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Do you think that shampoos, some of the cheaper ones, or conditioners plug up the pores in your hair, and that may cause?
Yes.
Yeah. So
talk to, you know, they're a hair specialist, the person who cuts your hair. They deal with this all the time. Ask them their advice for you, because I think you have to individualize it. It depends on, you know, the oiliness of your scalp.
Right.
And this has really become scientific. There are, it's no longer one size fits all. You no longer stay on baby shampoo for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. And although ask that's the not bad for you, probably, is it?
Baby shampoo? Well, it can dry you out. It's great for babies, but for some people it dries the scalp out terrifically.
Yeah. Right.
So you have to individualize. Ask the person who cuts your hair for a recommendation. They know your scalp.
You've got a good head of hair. You use normal shampoos on it, and you keep it. I wonder if getting it cut more often, like the grass, if the grass is stimulated by mowing it more often, it grows more.
Well, so much of it is
with hair.
So much of it is genetic. It's your diet. You know how much protein you're taking in. Hair is protein, and how well you manage it and take care of it. And a lot of it has to do with your lifestyle.
There's some information floating around this week about a procedure that a lot of scientists, medical doctors are looking at called suspended animation. That is, the human body somehow, it sounds like a movie, doesn't it, huh? Gets put on pause while a medical procedure is done. Isn't that kind of what you do now when you are putting somebody to sleep? Isn't that what happens?
Not quite. This is even more effective than what happens during general anesthesia. And this is not yet ready for prime time. This is research that's going on in the universities. You're talking about, especially at the University of Maryland in Baltimore, is pioneering this. This is people who come in with gunshot wounds and they're next to death, and they buy some extra time of life with the patient, so they lower their body temperature significantly by infusing very cool fluids into the body, and they cool the brain, they cool the blood, and this allows some extra time keeping the patient alive so the trauma surgeons can hopefully save their life. This is under very specialized research settings on very specific patients, gunshot wound or stab wound patients, and have had a cardiac arrest, these patients.
All right. Next is a focus or a question about tinnitus. I never know how to pronounce this. Tinnitus. It makes some people's lives miserable. There's a new supposedly, I don't know if it's an operation or what, explain if we can, brain implant surgery that you can use. There's a trial of some patients now, apparently. So I wonder, maybe the question here is, how do you get rid of tinnitus, that ringing in your ear?
Tinnitus is a really difficult problem for many people to treat. Tinnitus, it can be common if you have ear damage in the past. There's a lot of different causes from it. If you've experienced it, you know how miserable it can be.
Right.
We're running out of time, but the ear, nose, and throat doctor is the person who specializes in this. If your primary care can deal with it, we can talk more about it next week.
All right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here answering your questions. It's 59 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.